be 96 years old.
Yeah.
Mind clear. My mother looked after him and took care of him and cooked his food. And she just nursed him, and my father slept in the room with him the last 10 years of his life. In fact, when he died, my father turned to me just like a child. I mean, he just had lost everything. He just stayed right with him for 10 solid years, looked after him, nursed him, went to town with him, brought him back. And my grandfather wouldn't let his buggy, horse and buggy go.
Oh.
Oh, no. I had to take that horse. The poor horse couldn't hardly go, and take him up on the farm. It took me 3 or 4 hours to get him up to the farm. Come in. And put him to sleep. I mean, he just didn't want to part with the horse.
Yeah.
He just didn't want to do one of those things. I was telling Mesa that I'd like for her to come out the house and see that. That's really something. What do you call it? Medallion? It really is. And then the letter. I've got this letter written in 1847.
I mean, it's there in 1818, my father, then while the young man,
I tell you what we'll do. We'll take an hour or so, and tomorrow you come by and we run out at the house, and I want you to see these things.
Okay.
And especially that chair of Sister Mary's. You know,
yeah.
Now what do you call that? What kind?
Platform rock.
I was trying to think of the name. Yeah, platform rock.
That's you right. Think of the name
platform rock, that's what it is. And that chair is old. It is really old.
It was the poetry's daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, poetry's
that's
daughter.
Right. It was her daughter, Ms.
My
she was later Ms.
Great grandma.
And he was killed at Shiloh. Sure was. Now, there's some more family people. Yeah, I forgot that name. Jerry is a cousin of mine. His grandfather was with my grandfather at Shiloh. And a cannonball hit him, knocked his head off. And my grandfather drug him over and put him against a tree, and he said, if I live through it, I'll come back and bury you. And so he did. He lived through Shiloh, and he came back, and he found him. He was still laying there against that tree, and he buried him right there.
Oh.
And he says, if I live through the wall, I'll come back and get you and bury you and help. And he's buried in our lot cemetery right up here. He went and got him after the wall.
And he really
buried him. For a number of years. But he had been at Omaha, Nebraska,
yeah,
had to leave here
that.
And come back. And he went over, he and Uncle Bob. Now, Bob Moore was Bob Horner's grandfather on that side, on his mother's side. And they went over there and dug him up and brought him back. And he's buried in our lot up in the cemetery. Sure is. Out of Shiloh.
Yeah, Shiloh.
I tell you something happened to my grandfather at Shiloh. He had a saddle horse that he was crazy about.
Mm-hmm.
And some friend of his had given him this horse.
Mm-hmm.
And he rode him all through the Battle of Shiloh.
Mm-hmm.
And neither one of them got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody stole the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And later on they were moved into Kentucky. And they were in this little town of Kentucky, and my grandfather and another friend of his, a fellow named Gordon, he and Helena, they were in. There were Gordon, Bisco, my grandfather, all three went through the war together. And he was walking down the street, and a man on a horse come down the street. My grandfather stopped and says, look here, so Gordon. He said, that's my saddle horse. Gordon said,